You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 testing clinics in Western Australia are now operating until 10 o'clock at night to cope with the demand triggered by the current lockdown. Premier Mark McGowan says for the second day in a row, no new cases have been detected after a record number of tests.
16,490 tests were conducted. This result on day one of lockdown is an amazing number. Thank you to everyone who came forward and got tested. You've all done your state proud. To put that testing number into comparison, this is more than double the number of tests completed after the day after the Northern Beaches outbreak in Sydney.
Premier McGowan says contact tracing is continuing with more than 200 people now linked to the security guard.
In total, 151 close contacts have now been identified. In addition, 68 casual contacts have also been identified. Each of these contacts are being tested and so far 104 have returned negative results.
The business lobby in WA is backing the decision to put some of the state into lockdown. Chris Rodwell is the chief executive of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Western Australia.
I think we saw in Victoria how tough it is when it's a sustained lockdown, particularly for the hospitality, accommodation, tourism, the arts community, the events community has done it tough. We don't want that to happen in this state, and that's why I think a quick lockdown, we hope a really short lockdown, is the right way to go.
And in Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews has announced Victorian workplaces can return to 75% capacity from next Monday. Offices are currently restricted to 50% for the private sector and 25% for the public sector. Mr. Andrews says after 27 days of no new locally acquired cases, it's time to increase the number of people allowed in workplaces.
I think now, given the success we've had, as I said, 27 days of zero cases and every confidence that we can maintain this, if we all keep playing our part, it's now appropriate for us to have both the public sector and the private sector on an equal footing. And what that means is that's more people buying coffee, more people buying lunch, all of those things, which is all about jobs.
The Victorian government is providing relief to low-income households to help them pay their energy bills during the pandemic. For the next 12 months, pensioners, students and those on JobSeeker can apply for a $250 one-off payment. Energy Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says almost 1 million Victorians will be eligible for the Power Saving Bonus.
We know that many Victorians have done it tough, especially during the COVID period. And this power saving bonus will go such a long way to helping those 900,000 Victorian households, one in three households, to save money off their powered bills.
A news poll has found 75% of Australians say they'll definitely or probably get vaccinated against COVID-19. 17% reported that they would refuse, while 8% were undecided. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again stressed that Australia is not under pressure to vaccinate people quickly.
We're not in the same place as all those other countries in the world who are in desperate situations, and that's why they are rushing in the way that they are. They have no choice, and they're seeking to do that as safely as they can.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.